Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Bernie Nicholas on KMOX is presented by Celica Heating and Cooling.
It is one of my favorite times of the week when I get to talk with Bernie Nicholas for 15, 20 minutes or so. You know, we'll do this for a little bit longer tomorrow. We've got the Gas House Gang every day at noon on all the KMOX social media channels. All four of us, Tom Ackerman, Kevin Wheeler, myself, and Bernie, are on Mondays. And then we pair up the other 4 days of the week. And tomorrow it's going to be me and Bernie. I'm looking forward to that. But before we get to that, we got to get to this. Hey, Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. Yeah, when you and I got a little doubleheader action. Looking forward to tomorrow already. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm sure we will continue this conversation tomorrow, but let's get to it. The news of the moment is that the Cardinals say Wilson Contreras is going to become a first baseman. He's going to retire the catcher's mitt, and he's essentially going to be the frontline first baseman for the Cardinals, replacing Paul Goldschmidt. What's your initial reaction to the news?
It's positive. There's a couple things. First of all, you know, the Cardinals, in effect, remain committed to Wilson Contreras. And what I like about it is he remains fully committed to them. And he told the team explicitly that he really wanted to stay with the Cardinals. He wanted to help them get through this retooling time or whatever we're calling it. And he feels like he wants to make good on this contract that the Cardinals gave him. You know, there's been some fussing about, well, you move him to first base, he's not as valuable because part of his value was, you know, the fact that he was such a good hitting catcher and they're hard to find. And I would just say, no. Let's pipe down on that a little bit. Listen, Wilson Contreras, among right-handed hitters in the major leagues, over the last 2 years, minimum of about 800 plate appearances, he was 33% above average, above league average offensively, based on weighted runs created plus, 33% above league average offensively, which was the 10th best right-handed hitter in baseball. And all his other stats were in line too. He also draws a ton of walks, which the Cardinals need more of. You're providing good value for your salary if you can hit like that. You know, if this guy's not like kind of like, well, he's an above average hitter. Yeah, he's pretty good. No, he's an outstanding hitter, and it makes all the sense in the world to want him to get as many games as possible. That's not going to happen behind the plate. It will happen in a first base DH role.
Your friend of mine, Kevin Wheeler, ran these numbers, and he posted them earlier today on Twitter. The only first baseman that have a higher WRC plus than Wilson Contreras from 2022 to 2024, so the last three seasons, are Freddie Freeman, Bryce Harper, Yandy Diaz, and Vlad Guerrero. He and Matt Olson are tied.
Yeah, and so that bat will travel wherever you put him, and I'm sure there's going to be whatever the pushback will be. I saw Buster Olney, who's a friend of mine, and have great respect for him. He was just like basically trashing the whole idea that they even signed him. And I'm not sure what I'd like to reach out to Buster and talk to him because I think he's missing a couple things. He's acting like this thing's been a big bust all the way around, and it really hasn't. This guy is hit extremely well in his two seasons. And oh, by the way, he worked his tail off last offseason to become a better catcher. And the StatCast stuff bears it out. He was improved behind the plate this past season, and hard work made it possible. So that's part one. I like that a lot. I'm glad he wants to be a Cardinal because I see him as a team leader. I think he'll really, really move into that role. The other thing is, of course, and I'll throw it back to you, but the idea that Ivan Herrera, I think in particular, is going to get a chance to play and play and play a lot is really good, because he is another formidable hitter. And the more he plays, the more formidable he'll become.
Yeah, I agree with that. I get frustrated by the moving of the goalpost. We can go back to the day that Wilson Contreras signed Bernie, and it wasn't just me on this show. It was a lot of people who cover baseball who said, well, you know what? Wilson's going to spend a couple, 2-3 years as the Cardinals catcher, and then they've got a lot of great catchers coming up, and there's probably just going to be a point where it makes sense for him to go ahead to move to a first base DH role. We were saying that the day he became a Cardinal. Maybe it's happening a year earlier than we thought, but this should not shock anybody.
No. And in fact, when the Cardinals did this, I remember speaking with John Mozeliak, and he even said, listen, we believe, you know, he'll do a fine job for us behind the plate. But like you said, Matt, he said, but down the road, you know, we can see him as our DH. So there's an easy transfer and we keep his bat in the lineup. Like you said, they might be moving that up a year. But the point is, you know, his bat can't help you if he's hurt and he's getting banged up behind the plate. This is a way to get as many at bats from him as you can. And it's also a way to make yourself better offensively by getting Ivan Herrera's bat in the lineup, which is something, based on my interaction with fans, they all seem to have been calling for quite a while. And I'm not trying to diminish Pedro Pages, because he did a good job for them. But I think every single one of us would agree that Herrera has far more offensive upside. He's younger. He's got more talent. And he also, if you go by StatCast, Herrera actually took steps forward defensively this past season. So I like it, because they have to have a better offense. And I think they're managing to do this by moving Contreras to first base, because if they had two slap hitting catchers waiting, but no, they have a really good hitting young catcher, and Jimmy Crooks will be knocking on the door. He's their top catching prospect, and he just brutalizes right-handed pitching. He's a left-handed bat. He spent the entire 24 season at AA and just had tremendous numbers against right-handed pitching. He'll be a AAA Memphis, which means he will be metaphorically knocking on the door to St. Louis. So you can't have, you know, 15 catchers or whatever, you know. So you got to move one of them. And if Contreras was all up for this and fired up about it, then this is a good thing to do.
I do think it's going to be an interesting narrative to watch on the playing time split between Pages and Herrera, because you're right. Herrera's bat certainly plays at the major league level. We also know that the Cardinals can get a little wrapped up in things sometimes, especially from a defensive standpoint. And when they had the opportunity to go with either Pages or Herrera this year, they went with Pages. That's the guy they're comfortable with defensively. And I don't know if anything's going to immediately change that.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be raising some cane if, listen, Pages is going to play a lot anyway. I mean, let's not act like if Herrera is your number one catcher, that means you'll see the number two catcher, in this case particularly, you'll see him once every 7 days or whatever. Pages is going to play. But if we're talking about how this should be allocated, in my opinion, it's a strong opinion. Herrera, this is the whole point. First of all, I'm backing up a little bit before I go ahead. You know, what have we all been talking about? What have the Cardinals all been talking about? They've been talking about, well, we're taking a step back a little bit. We really want to give the young guys opportunities. You know, we want to find out about them. We want to give them a chance to play and, you know, work on their flaws and get better and get better and get better. Okay, I'm on board with that, as everybody knows. But if you're not going to, if you're not going to play Ivan Herrera extensively behind the plate, then why is this considered a retooling year? This is exactly why you're having this type of situation on your team and why you have declared as such to your fans. Ivan Herrera is a perfect example of what this season should be about.
It's another move, and I think it's safe to say, like this, if there was any chance that Nolan Arenado was going to stay a Cardinal, that goes away with this move, right?
I haven't thought about that. When you talk to me about that, I want to hear your opinion.
Because all of a sudden you got to use third base for your other guys. When you had first base kind of in the mix for that group of guys, Burleson, Baker, Herrera, Gorman, Donovan, Sejacy, like those guys
were
going to handle first, DH, second, and third. If you take first out of the situation, then all of a sudden you got all those guys and you got one less position.
Well, that's right. And I think, in fact, I was talking about this with Kevin Wheeler on the Dave Glover Show this afternoon. I really do think it's in everybody's best interest to trade Arenado, not because he's an awful guy or an awful player. It's just for you what you just laid out. You want to take a look at some guys at third base. Gorman in particular intrigues me. He's blocking that move. And the fact is, look, he's going to be 34 in the spring, and he's in decline offensively and to an extent defensively. And the contract is not onerous, but the contract is hefty. And if there is trade interest in him, I think they would do well to move him, even if it means eating some of that contract. But again, that's easy for me to say. I can't gauge what the trade interest is, and I can't tell you how the Cardinals feel about eating a big part of that contract.
Last thing for you, Bernie, and I don't even know what this question is, but I guess just sports gambling gets approved in Missouri. You've lived here for a very, very long time. It's taken a little bit since it first became something that states could even start approving. I guess there's still some votes out, and there's still actually a path that maybe it doesn't, but basically everybody's saying that this thing is good to go. What are your thoughts on the fact that we will have sports gambling legal here?
Well, I think it's overdue. And, I say this as just someone who lives in the state for a long time. But, you know, you have eight border states that have legalized gambling in terms of sports book type thing. And so that money that could be staying in Missouri is going elsewhere. And the other thing is, and pardon me for sounding dramatic, but as an American citizen, I think I should be allowed in the privacy of my own home to get out an app on my phone and put $20 on a football game. You know, I mean, we all this talk about freedom and individual rights and all this. Well, why would anybody want to prevent me from doing that with the money that I earn and the money that I make? It seems really strange to me that people are opposed to this when gambling is everywhere in our state, and it's state run gambling in a lot of cases. So it's not like this is some territory that's never had gambling. Oh, we can't take that step. That step was taken a long, long time ago. So let's not be hypocrites about this.
Bernie Miklas, you can check out the Bernie Show on YouTube. He just posted a video about the move to first base for Wilson Contreras. Goes deep on it for about 35 minutes. Head to YouTube and go to the Bernie Show. Also part of the Gas House Gang, which is available via the KMOX socials. Bernie, before we let you go, who is helping you come on today?
As always, Matt, it's our friends at Saliga Heating and Cooling, an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. We've been clients for about 16 years, but my gosh, Saliga Heating and Cooling, right there on the same building on Gravois where it all started in South City, they've been taking care of St. Louis family since 1927. And from our experience, I am very happy and I am very much at peace to tell you they're the best because of their honesty, their integrity, their prompt service, their knowledge, their professionalism, the classiness they have when they come into your home. They never try to upsell you. They never try to talk you into something that you probably don't need. And in our case, they've actually looked for ways to save us money by making minor repairs that'll keep everything in line for a few more years. And then you can invest in maybe a whole new piece of that American Standard equipment later on. I would also, and this, of course, they do residential work, commercial work, all makes and models, repairs, updates.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
They install that new American Standard equipment if you need it. And they have a maintenance program that you should look into. We've been members of it for several years now. And it gives you peace of mind before the cold weather and before the hot weather that your equipment is working just fine. If you want to find out a lot more about Saliga Heating and Cooling, go to their site. And it's got the phone number there too. But you go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. That's SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com. And again, the phone number is there for you. Saliga Heating and Cooling.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.